We gather here today to worship our Lord and our God. In 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, we often come to this passage when we gather around the Lord's table, simply because it gives clear information, instruction as to the proper way to partake of the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, starting in verse 23, Paul writes, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it. He said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." As we gather around this table, we partake of these emblems, what they represent, we look back to the cross. We look back to the first century. We look back at what Christ has done for us, who he was, and what he has accomplished. We look forward to Christ coming again. The fact that all these years later that we still gather around this table and partake of these emblems is evidence that we believe that he will come again. We look up at heaven. We look at our hope. We look at the salvation that Christ has provided in the hopes that we may be with him at the end of our days. We also look down. We cast our eyes down in humility at the grace and glory of God and what he has done for each and every single one of us, for all mankind. No greater price has ever been paid. No other price will ever be paid that is in equal amount as what God has done for us. All these things should be going through our minds as you partake of these emblems. Clear your minds of everything else except for Christ, what he has accomplished, and what he has done for you.